start back from the beginning of this. The Gemara is trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that Stam, if we hold it when you need Kavana, and then when you have Kavana Dafka not, that Stam would also be like you had Kavana for the wrong thing. The Gemara says, does Rabbi Yehuda, Sov Rabbi Yehuda Stam Osir? Milk that comes from a woman is machsher. Matami over here means it's machsher food to makabel tuma, whether she wanted it to come out or she didn't want it to come out. Cholav behema ain't a matami el ratzon. But cholav behema is only matami if you want to take the milk out of the animal. If it came out shelo ratzon, then it's not matami, not machsher. Amar Rabbi Akiva kalvachomer. Just the opposite. Milk from a woman that's basically only set aside for drinking for children. Still, it's matame whether she had intention that the milk should come out, or bedavka she had intention not to come out. So cholav a behema that's miyuchad for drinking, it's considered a mashke, both for children and for adults, surely it should be matami. It should be machsher, whether it's l'rotz or shalom l'rotz. Amr lo, im tamei cholef ha'ish shalom l'rotz, shedam agafta tamei. Now, the reason by a woman that the milk is machsher, even shalom l'rotz, because even blood that comes out of a wound of a human being is machsher. That blood is called a mashke from a pasuk, dam chalolim yishte, right? That blood of corpses is considered a mashke. So, and any wound is like a partial death, so you're taking out blood. So therefore, what's it called? That's why the chalav of a woman is metami even shlola ratzom, because dam is considered a mashke by even by a wound of a human being, and the milk, dam nekar v'nasa cholav, the milk comes from blood. So since the milk is a byproduct of blood, it has the same din as blood. Cholav abehema shalola rason shadam agaf tatar, but the only dam of an animal that's machsher is dam that comes out b'shash shchita. There's a special halacha, ala oris tishbechenu kamayim. But blood from a wound of an animal is not machsher. So therefore there's no kesher between the milk and the blood, because the blood's not machsher b'chlal. So you have to judge the milk on its own basis, therefore it's metame l'ratzon, not shelo l'ratzon. Omer lohen, machmer ani b'cholav mi bedam. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, ah, machmer by cholav more than dam. Shacholei v'rufua tome. If a person milks, and the purpose of the milk is for rufua, it's machsher. The hamak is l'rufua tar. But if you take blood out, what's it called, for rufua, that's tar. So you see that what's it called, that dam isn't as chomer as cholav. Rashi, machmer ani b'cholav, the other Rashi's we said already, machmer ani b'cholav v'tamo af shelo l'ratzon mi b'dam. Right, I'm machmer by cholav to be matami it even shelo l'ratzon more than dam. Why? Shacholei v'rufuas habehema. If you milk an animal for the animal's sake, shelo yazikeno chelba tamei. Right, in order that you want to, the milk is hurting the fact that it accumulated so much milk is hurting the animal, so then you milk it to relieve it of the pain of the milk. It's what's called machshir, the halaratzanu, because that's the halaratzan. The hamak is dam lebehem to lerfuah tar. The dam makaftohi, right, by an animal, that's called dam of a wound. And dam of a wound of an animal isn't machshir. And therefore, since milking for refuah, not for the sake of drinking the milk, but for the sake of healing the animal, is machsher, so even milk that came out shalol ratzon is also machsher. Amrulo, Eino Domesh Shalopo. So the Gemara says, Amrulo, so they answered, Amrulo, Sali Zaysin Vanovim Yochichu. We'll bring you a proof that baskets that are filled with olives or grapes, to prove that there's a difference between them. Shamashkin Hayotzim Em Lerotzon Tmeim, Shalo Lerotzon Taurim. That the juice that comes out from the grapes and olives in a basket, if it came out Lerotzon, in other words, you wanted that juice, then it has a din of a mashke and it's mashke. Shalo Lerotzon Taurim. But if it came out and you didn't want the juice, then it's not considered a mashke and it's tar. My love, the rosh on the nicholei, right? What? So that's the end of that sugya. So the Gemara now is medayik. What does that mean, the ratzon? That you want it. What shalol the ratzon? That you don't care. Bistama, right? Umazaisin vanovim dibnei schitaninu. Shalol the ratzon velo klum, right? That zaisim and amnovim. So Gemara asks on that. That can't be. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds bistam is what's it called, not machsha. Not that stam is osir, stam is mutter. In other words, stam is as if you didn't want. So why over here do we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds if the mashka comes out stam, right? Lav dafka l'shem mashkin. It's osir. Here we see that stam is considered shalola ratzon, that you didn't want it. Or it says, no, it can't be. Umazaisin vanovin dibnei schitininu. Shalola ratzon velo klum. Right? So you were saying that shalola ratzon means even stam. So you're telling me that if the liquid comes out of the olives and the grapes, even, and you didn't have any kavana, it's okay, and you're allowed to drink it. Tusin v'rimonim delav b'nei schitininu lokoshke. Right? So surely tusin v'rimonim, which are not b'nei schita, surely stam should be mutter. So why are you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the juice came out of tusim v'rimonim, stam, it's osur, right? If by zeisim v'anovim it's mutter, surely it should be mutter by tusim v'rimonim. So how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that stam is osur, that if it wasn't l'shem ochlin and not l'shem mashkin, that it was stam, it's still osur? Here we see that it's mutter even by zeisim v'anovim. Mar says, lo, l'ratzon b'stama, shalol l'ratzon d'goli adayte. No, lo l'ratzon, what's it called? L'ratzon means you wanted it, right? And stam, what's it called? Shalol l'ratzon means, what's it called? L'ratzon would be even stam. L'ratzon means you wanted it, or you didn't have any kavana. And shalol l'ratzon means where you specifically said you don't want it. D'goli adayte, d'omer lo nichali, right? So that's one answer. Then therefore, Rabbi Yehuda really holds stam is also. Stam is considered like you had intention, right? So called positive intention. And shalola ratzon means where you have bedafka negative intention. And therefore, what we said before is right. That whether you had intention for mashkin or stam, it's also. If you had intention specifically not for mashkin, for ochlin, then it's mutter. V'boyisema, shani sali zeisim vanovim, kiven dele ibud kain me mi korath kuri mafker vahu. No, zeisim vanovim are different. Sali zeisim vanovim are different than stam, grapes, olives, or other kinds of fruit that you put together either for eating or for drinking, or stam. By zeisim vanovim in their baskets, you know that any liquid that comes out is going to seep through the basket and go to waste. So therefore, unless you had kavana bedafka for the liquid, it's as if you'd had kavana bedafka not. Because you know it's going to go to waste, you're masker it. So here there's no such thing as stam. You don't put olives and grapes in a basket where the liquid can ooze out, and even if you have no kavana, that means you have kavana, you don't want the liquid. It's only time that it's considered what's it called, mashka, is if you want the thing itself. Then the fact that you wanted bedafka overweighs the fact that you know it's going to go to waste anyway. But here you know it's going to waste. If you don't have any kavana, it's like you have kavana that you don't want it. Masha'en came where you have things stored up and things that they aren't going to waste. There, stam, we consider it a mashka. And the only time it's not a mashka is if you bedafka don't want it for mashka, you want it for ochlin. Okay. So we see that we proved that which we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda is molded to the Rabbanan, that by Zeisim v'Anovim, even if you didn't have Kavana for Mashke, he had Kavana for Ochel, still Osir, because Zeisim v'Anovim are normally pressed for their juices, and therefore, even if they're put L'Shem Ochlin, you're not allowed to drink the juice, according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like the Rabbanan. Rabbanan demodulated Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peiris minolim. Where do we know that the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by other fruit, that if it was a call that if you had intention for Ochlin to eat it, not to drink it, that you're allowed to drink it? Only if you had intention for drinking it, well, you're not allowed to drink the juice that came out by itself. Okay? Then the Gemara's were going to ask, well, I said, where do they argue then? Right? If everybody agrees by Zeisim v'Anovim that it has to be L'Shem Ochlin, but even L'Shem Ochlin is awesome. And everybody agrees by other fruit that L'Shem Ochlin is mutter, then where do the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda argue? And they do argue, so we'll see tomorrow where the argument is. And there's three kinds of fruit, Zeisim v'Anovim, and then there's fruit that's normally squeezed and fruit that's normally not squeezed. Okay, let's see Rashi. Machmer ani b'cholav v'tamo afshol l'ratzim mibidam. Shacholiv l'refuas ha-behema shelo yasi kenochel b'tomei to'ha l'ratzim hu. V'amak yizdam l'behem to'ha l'refua tor. T'dam magaftohi. V'hoil v'acholiv l'refua tomei afanotek shelo ratzim tomei. And therefore, even since when you milk an animal, you don't want the milk. You just want to relieve the animal. It's still machsher. So therefore, even milk that came out stam is machsher. Shelo l'ratzim. Right? But they said to him, no, ain't no doma. Shelo l'ratzim liyotzei l'ratzim. Shari salei zeisim v'anovim yochichu shamashke. I'll prove to you there's a difference between ratzim and lo ratzim. Shelo l'ratzim b'stam. Kitani tahorit. Lo choshiv mashke. Now we think shalola ratzon means you didn't have intention to use it for a drink. You had no intention. That's still called shalola ratzon. So, e Rabbi Yehuda kamar lo akasha. Right? If Rabbi Yehuda said this, it's akasha because we said Rabbi Yehuda holds stam is also awesome. The e rabbanan kamre koshke tahorim, the Rabbi Yehuda. And if the rabbanan said it, right, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, surely it's tor. The hamidid l'rabbanan mashkehu, where the rabbanan hold it's a mashke. Rabbi Yehuda lav mashke. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a mashke. He's more make. The koshke hamidid l'rabbanan lav mashke, where the rabbanan holds not a mashke. Surely Rabbi Yehuda holds not a mashke. The hashto mas zaysin v'anovim. V'adin motzi l'mirman nomi zaysin v'anovim. Mas zaysin v'anovim. Diktani la'el could have brought the same question. Here it says zaysin v'anovim stam is mutter, and there it says it's awesome. Could have asked the question directly. The moda b'hu Rabbi Yehuda, the afla ochlin hayotzen and awesome. Elohom nilsa ha alim alei lakshuye de tusun imonim de lab b'nei schitten inu k'toni la'el de stam awesome. V'hoch k'toni da filu zesin v'anodim stam alav l'mashkin. Better to ask on the, from a kavachomer. We said before that tusun v'imonim, if you didn't have any kavana, one way or the other, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're awesome. And here we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds even Zeisim v'Anovim where you didn't have Kavan as mutter. So when it says, the Goli Daiti behedya. V'omer lo nicholi v'havi gili daita tvei mech nisoli ochlin. Right? The Gemara says, no. Stam is always mutter. Stam is always awesome. And here also, stam would be awesome. So what's lola ratzom? Lola ratzom is not stam. Lola ratzom means you megala das, you said you don't want it for mashke. Another answer is that when the Zeisim and Anovim are in baskets, then Stam is Taka Mutter. Because Stam is as if you said, I don't want the Mashka. Because you know it's going to go to waste. Nokat Salim Shamashka Notamim Nofilaritz. In a basket, the liquid seeps through and falls on the ground. Behold, it goes to waste. Hilkach Stam Alo Nichole. Therefore, if he didn't say anything, you know that it's going to go to waste, so you don't want it. Tafkure maskur lahu mashka. Avoshar kelim afilu tusun rimonim emiloch stam ala mashka. But if you have it in other things where it doesn't go to waste, then if you don't have any kavana, it's awesome. And if you have kavana dafka not, that's when it's, that it's not for mashka, that's when it's mutter. Or that's when it's what's it called, not mashka. Okay, just a few halachas about milk and blood. Woman's milk. Okay, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need a pasuk the women's milk, according to the Rabbanan, they learn that it's what's called dam nek or v'nasa chola. And therefore, it has the same din as dam. Rabbi Akiva holds it's different than dam. So where does he learn that milk is bechlala mashma? You don't learn it from the fact that it's dam, it's nek or v'nasa cholot, right? Then where does he know? He knows from a pasuk, a tiftach, what's it called, this hanod, okay? And the reason he needs that pasuk is because he doesn't hold that it's as a din of dam. And by a human being, even dam of a makkah is machshir, so milk is also machshir. The Rash holds that even the Rabbanan hold you need the pasuk. That he holds that the Rabbanan learn the kicker din that cholav is a mashke from the pasuk. They don't learn from the fact that dam nekor because that's panim chadoshes. It's not dam anymore, it's cholav. So you can't learn because dam is machshir, the new byproduct of dam, cholav, is also machshir. That you need a pasuk to tell me that cholav is machshir. But, what's it called, the gabi rotson, or eino rotson, since it's compared, it came from dam, and dam is metame shalol rotson, so two cholavs, metame shalol rotson. They need both things. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that it's dam to begin with, so he does, holds it shalol rotson, it's not metame, not mash. Okay, Tosus and Chulin holds that the pasuk is only in asmachta, and the taka, it's only machshir with the rabbanan. Cholav is only machshir with the rabbanan. The pasuk is only in asmachta, and Tosus also, our Tosus, brings down a gemara in Krisus that seems to argue with our sugya, and he holds that cholav only bistam is machshir, but shaloberatzon is not machshir, and the halach is like that. Even though it would seem from here the halach should be the chachamim, that even shalom baratzon is machshir, the Gemara in Krisus argues and says that only bistam it's machshir, but if you have no intention that it shouldn't come out, and it comes out anyway, it's not machshir. And the Rambam is mashmos like he passes like the Gemara in Krisus, not like our sugya. According to our sugya, according to the chachamim, cholav ishas matame bein laratzon bein shalom baratzon. And increases mashmet matame l'ratzon, stam, but not shalo l'ratzon. Okay, chol of behema, what's it called, according to Rabbi Akiva, is machshir, even shalo b'ratzon, and according to Vechom, dafke b'ratzon, and the Rambam passage like Vechachomim over here by chol of behema. There's another possibility, chol of zohar. A man has a secretion that's like milk. Okay, it happens. That's not considered milk bichlal. That's not machshir anything. That's zeya bialma. That doesn't have a din of milk bichlal. And dam behema. Dam behema, the Rambam says that the pasuk that we have of dam chalolim, right? Dam chalolim is only in asmachta. But he holds that the real place where you learn that dam behema is machshir is halach l'moshe m'sinai. And Tosus and Chulin says it's only nasmachta. And what's it called? Minatora, it's not machshir bichlal. Shaila by dam hakoza of a human being. Right? We learn by a human being that even dam of a makkah. The dam we're talking about before was dam shchita. So that's a shaila whether it's halach l'moshe m'sinai, and the pasuk's only in asmachta, or bechlal, it's only the rabbanan. And the pasuk's only in asmachta. Dam hakoza of a human being. That the Gemara didn't speak about. Spoke about dam hakoza of a behemoth. What about a human being that has bloodletting? So we know that the wound of a human being, the blood is machshir. So how about dam hakoza, where it's refuah? Is that also machshir or not? So the Chazon Ish explains, there's a shita that holds that dam hakoza of a human being is not machshir, because not a wound. Right? Dam chalolin. Dam chalolin means it's the dam that comes out of a corpse. That's what we said, no difference if you kill somebody the whole way or kill him partially. Taking blood out is like killing him. But that's only when you take it out and it's harmful. But if you take it out, l'refuah, that's not called dam chalolin. And therefore, it's not machshir. Right? And I was thinking with that, if that's the case, then every chovel on Shabbos, if you do it for what's it called, for a positive reason, you take blood out, right, to make the person feel better. So the chovel, it's not not Tilus Nesham. There's a big difference. By the din of chovel, you're not chayiv for killing the person. Right, that's something that Tilus Neshama. Tilus Neshama is you took out some blood, you took out Neshama. And the Tilus Neshama doesn't mean because you killed the thing, it means you took away his Neshama. And if you took away his Neshama, maybe he's dead. But it doesn't make a difference over here if it's negative or positive, you took out some Neshama. But over here, in order for the Dam to be Machshir, the Pasuk says Dam Chaloli. The thing that's left has to be a Cholo. It's not a Cholo. Right, the Dam is Neshama, you took it out. That, for that, you're chayim. But over here, the ikar is not what you took out, it's what's left. That it's considered dam of a cholo. It's not a cholo because you made him better, not worse. So it could be there's no connection between the two.